Hello, this is Dave Stambaugh, and welcome to WIF, the podcast from Greens Farms Church. I am in a great office this morning. I'm in the office over at the Skanes School in Bridgeport, and those of you from Greens Farms Church know that the Skanes School has a special place in our heart. Our women's book and Bible study, along with the Greens Farms Nursery School, have established a great partnership with the Skanes School and offered some wonderful support and encouragement to the folks, not only the staff, but also the families who are here at the school as well. And today you are going to get to meet Michelle Matera. Boy, oh boy, the heart and soul behind this place. And so, Michelle, welcome to WIF.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity that I get to speak to the community, to thank them for all the wonderful things they've done for all of our families over the years.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. I can't wait to hear about the school and about all that it does, especially for this community. But first, I'd like to hear a little bit about you. We've had the chance to catch up before we've gone on the air. But for our listeners, I would love to hear just a little bit about how you got here, your background, your history, and then get into why you're still here. What is it special? What's so special about this place?
Okay, so I go way back 38 years in Bridgeport, and always in the education department. I started off as a general ed teacher, and then went back for my master's in special education. So I had the opportunity to teach both general ed and special ed students. And then I went on to be a curriculum specialist, and after that, I became the director of special ed, and I found my love was in a school, and I wasn't very excited about a central office position because I still needed to have the students and the teachers and my families. And so I did ask for the position here at Skanes School. I'm here for 17 years now. And I do have a dual role here. I am the principal of Skanes School, which we have about 290 children, and we are continuing to grow throughout the year. And then I'm also the supervisor of preschool special education. That is throughout the city of Bridgeport. And what that really means is that we're responsible for any students the ages 3 and 4, if anyone has any concerns about their child's development. And so we have about 800 families there. So we are quite busy here. We have a wonderful staff at Skanes School. Our school is very special in that it is and unique in that it is a preschool. All preschool students ages 3 and 4. We're a public school. But we're unique in also that 50% of our population are students that have been identified as having special needs, and 50% what we say is typical developing peers. And I do hate to use that word typical, but that just means that they have not been identified as having special needs. So our staff here is what truly is the heart of our success with our students here. People always joke and say staff never leaves until it's time to retire. And that is so true because we have many, many veterans here, highly, highly trained, a lot of expertise in child development. But it even goes down to our security guard and our lunch lady and our secretary. So everyone here loves children and are here for the right reasons. So for that, we are so blessed to have such an outstanding staff. Then when we go out to our big community in Bridgeport, which is, you know, a large city, the largest city in Connecticut, we have those 800 families that I speak about, and there are many children that come to us because parents are concerned or doctors are concerned or DCF is concerned with their development, or maybe some of their teachers in other schools are concerned. And that's where we really take a look at the entire child. We can't just look at the child in isolation, because at 3 and 4, you really need to have the whole family unit involved. And what we find, and that's why we're so blessed with Green Farms, is what we find is some of our families just don't have their basic needs met. Some children are hungry in the morning, and some children don't have a bed to sleep in. And so that's where it comes in. Some children, the parent will keep their child home because they don't have the laundry detergent to wash the uniform, or don't have a uniform. Those are kinds of things, and we kind of tend to look at the parent as, what do you mean you didn't send your child to school? But we have to dig deeper and find out that there's reasons why. Maybe they could not get those clothes washed, or they could not, the child didn't get to sleep that night, or they don't have transportation to get the child here. So there's many reasons why. It's not bad parenting, and I always want to make that clear. People think, oh, you're just a bad parent. But I always say to my staff, is if we had to ever get up in the morning and deal with what some of our parents have to deal with, we would be struggling just as well. So I think that when we are able to help them, and we can't do it on our own, and that's where Green Farms has just been, I call them my angels. At Christmas time, we call them our elves. But you truly, all of you are angels to us, because when we find a family that needs a crib or bed, a piece of furniture, out of diapers, out of laundry detergent, it's a quick email to Green Farms, and within days the crib appears, the laundry detergent, you know, gallons and gallons of it appears, tons of diapers appear. So the community has truly been a gift to us in that, able to really help our basic needs of our families.
As we are approaching this holiday season, one of the things that I know has been such a privilege and a joy for us is to partner with you guys and to take up some of the slack where some other companies have not been able to continue their partnership with you. This to us is a very special and unique partnership. You've mentioned that about Skein. Enter this holiday season, as you think about the holidays coming up, you know, I think about gratitude. I think about a wish list. If you could describe for us too the way Anita works. You gave us a little bit of a peek inside that email chain. But for those folks who aren't directly involved, can you help us understand perhaps some of the things that could be helpful in the future? Some of the ways that we could partner with you and continue to make that relationship work.
Mm-hmm. So as I said, Anita is our social worker here, and so she's the one that usually is the person, the front lines for our families and what they need. And that's usually some, like I said, the basic needs of our families. But I want to also say that, you know, as a public school, we're given a certain amount of funding, which really just takes care of our basic needs here at Skein School. For example, we didn't have a school sign, and we just had to do fundraising to get the school sign. But we also like to keep up our grounds around here, you know, some planting and, you know, to make our school look much nicer. We also love to have volunteers, because we can always use people here for especially our family fun nights, where we have, you know, families come. It's for free, and we have all activities for them. So we would love to have some volunteers to help us to manage all of the children that come here with their families. We have parent trainings, and sometimes we need babysitters to help with watching the children during that time. And then about 3 years ago, we wrote a grant for the playground, and we only had a certain amount of money, and we would love to always add to our playground with especially some adaptive equipment that would really be a great addition for our students with special needs that may have some mobility issues, that they're able, we have access for them to get on the playground, but much of the equipment they're really not able to be a part of. And we have the space for it, we just don't have the funds to add to our playground. And that has been a big piece, especially in preschool, that that outdoor play, because for so many of our children, once they go home, they're in the house. They are not going to the park. They are not playing outside, you know, in their yard or in the front of their yard. They are in the house. So we make sure that recess is a very special time. And even when it's a little chilly out there, we're out on the playground or we're in here, and we could always use some additional tricycles and additional indoor recess equipment, because it's so important, because our children truly are then in the house until the next day when they come to school.
So what I hear you saying is a couple things. There's a couple sort of kind of concrete material physical things that you could use at this time, but there's also, like any school, like any public school, like any school districts, they have budgets, and programs probably tend to be cut more than things are added to. And so there's some financial need as well. And I know that we've got some of our lawyers and accountants looking into the charitable contribution disclaimer and deductibility. But certainly there's a financial need that can be helped. But I heard you tick off a couple concrete playground items, tricycles. My ears really tuned into that because I'm a cyclist, and I think we should get people cycling at as early age as possible. Even if it's three wheels, that's fine. I love that. So maybe before we take off today, we can put a little list together, and we can help kind of publicize a list and make some things happen on that front. I would love to quickly have you speak very briefly about George Bellington and the award that, and she's, just so you guys can't see her face right now, but Michelle has already told me that she doesn't like talking about herself, but I think this is a very special thing that I want to make sure everybody that's listening to the podcast today knows about. Just tell us quickly.
Okay, so George Bellington was a principal in Bridgeport, and now there is every year a principal is awarded as Principal of the Year in Bridgeport Public Schools. And they usually are nominated by their staff. And then it goes through a whole committee of people in the city of Bridgeport. And that's how that person is elected to be the recipient of the award. And I have to say that it was an honor to receive the award, but it truly is that you're just as good as your people. And I'm always bragging about my people because my staff is like no other. So how could I not be a great principal because of them?
And I do believe, just like at Greens Farms Church, it's not one person, it's not two person, it's everybody. You know, teamwork makes the dream work is the, you know, phrase that we kick around often, and I'm sure that's something that you guys kick around here as well. As we approach this time of Thanksgiving, give me a couple things you're thankful for, and I know you mentioned you've been here 17 years. I don't know if you'll be here another 17, maybe. I'm sure everybody would love it, but as you look into the future, What does 17 years in the future look like for Sane? What are some of the things you're wishing and hoping for that will happen here at Sane?
What I'm really hoping is that we can expand because we really we know what needs to be done in Bridgeport for our preschoolers, but we're just not big enough. We were part of a capital budget to double our school, but that was, of course, due to funding. We could not do the addition to our school. but I really see this and as a place where we could truly build a foundation for our students prior to them entering kindergarten. Because when we get children for 2 years for preschool, we can really provide what they need. Many of them come to us and look like they may have some special needs, and the truth of the matter is it was just lack of stimulation, lack of exposure. No one read a book to them at home. They didn't have to follow a routine or learn to sit down and have a book read to them. And so this is where it begins, and we see such success with the children then moving on to kindergarten. But if they don't have that 2 years, but the 2 years has to be effective and successful for them. And we know how to do that here. And so I really hope within those 17 years, or maybe within five, that we just continue, because we've got it right here. We just need to expand it some more. So I'm hoping for that.
I noticed on your mission statement, you've got a great phrase that I really admire, because I don't see it a lot, certainly in a preschool, but where you're trying to teach your kids to give them a place where they can learn how to learn. So in our last couple minutes, can you explain the importance of that concept and that phrase, and why that's so important, especially for your students, especially as they go on to more and more education?
Mm-hmm. Well, when we talk about learn how to learn, it's most of the children, you know, parents constantly talk about colors and shapes and know your letters. But the truth of the matter is, to be a successful adult in life, right, it's about the social skills and the communication skills. So that is our main emphasis, that children learn how to deal with other children, how to wait their turn, how to complete a task independently, how to communicate their needs. So yes, we do stress academics, but our main emphasis is on how do you get to be available for learning. And those are some of the ways that you are available.
Well, I have to tell you, Michelle, I've only been here for about 15, 20, 30 minutes, and I can already tell what a special place Skane School is. I can see absolutely why the Greens Farms Nursery School and the women's group at our church has loved partnering with you. Just looking in the halls and seeing some of the kids and seeing some of that staff that you mentioned as they greeted me at the door was fantastic. So I am going to wish you the best of holiday seasons. I know that Skane School has been such a pivotal place of education in the past. Mm-hmm. And going forward, I know they will continue to be into the future. And so I'm looking forward to our partnership continuing and developing years and years into the future. Any closing thoughts? Any words?
Dave, you talk about our season coming up to be thankful. And ever since the Volunteer Association hooked us up with Green Farms, it was a match made immediately. We connected. Well, and I can't say enough about Claire, how she constantly was in contact with us. And what do you need? How can we do this? And we would meet over and over again about how best that your community could help our community. And when I say I couldn't have even imagined what your community would be doing for our families. And just to close, because sometimes we take things for granted. And one of the biggest things, yes, you send us the clothes and the food and the laundry and the furniture. But for our families, one of the greatest gifts is that at Christmas time, when we have Santa come, and then we have Green Farms elves, and now they have costumes, so they're the real thing. And then every child, Claire goes back, and every child has a picture with Santa. Parents are tearful when they receive that picture, because for our families, they're not ones that could get in the line at the mall and spend, you know, $20-$25 on the picture. And here, and the pictures are absolutely gorgeous. So for that, I thank you for bringing that Christmas spirit to our families and having them really have wonderful memories year after year.
Well, Michelle, it is our honor and our joy to do that each and every year. And I know when our folks get back, they're just smiling from ear to ear on what a great time that they've had. So I know you are busy. I know you've got a lot on your plate today. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us on our podcast. And we look forward to coming back next year and seeing how some of our projects have come along in the future. Thanks again for being with us today, everyone. Thanks again for listening. Do me a favor, share this podcast with somebody you know and see that how they might be able to also help support the work of Skane School. And we'll see you next time on With.